Direct from Birmingham in the UK, it's blindbargains.com coverage of Site Village 2015. Brought to you by HeartGen Consultancy.
HeartGen Consultancy, how can we help?
If you need high-quality products such as Lisi for all JAWS users, online access technology courses, JAWS script writing, competitive pricing, and friendly sales and support, we're HeartGen Consultancy, and we can help. Visit us today, www.heartgen.org.
Now, here's Dave Williams.
We're at Site Village 2015, and I'm with Bindi Middleton of Cobalt. Hi.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi. So, Cobalt is a name that's known throughout the UK. Mm-hmm. You guys tend to supply... you tell me.
Okay, we tend to supply an awful lot of talking products for partially sighted and blind people. So we do a whole range. We do from watches, clocks, mobile phones, which talk the numbers as you dial. We've got a smoke and carbon detector, which will tell you whether it's smoke or carbon detector that it's picking up on. We also have some kitchenware. We've got a talking kitchen scale, talking jug, and a talking combination oven.
The smoke and carbon monoxide detector.
Yes.
So how's that different from the one that I've probably got at home at the moment, which, you know, is one of these things that sticks to the ceiling and occasionally it beeps at me and I have to change the battery and all that kind of stuff. So how's yours going to make my life easier?
Oh, one will tell you. If it senses carbon monoxide, it will say carbon monoxide. It will tell you what it's sensing. And obviously if it's a fire, it will say fire. It's just a talking one. When you put the battery in, I believe it lets you know when the battery's in, and it possibly lets you know when the battery's running low.
So you're getting those announcements that are quite reassuring for some people, particularly, I suppose, for older people.
Yeah.
But anyone who can't see, because sometimes these things have lights on, don't they? And they show different lights for different things. So everything's announced with that one?
I believe everything's announced with that one, yes. I would have to check in the book, but yes. But it's also got a couple of lights on as well, obviously, for people that can see the light.
But
I believe things are announced with that one, so you'll know if there's carbon monoxide in the air. It will tell you.
And you've got a price for that?
It is £44.95.
Okay, and the full product name is the...
It's the smoke and carbon monoxide detector, and it's talking.
Okay, so talking watches and clocks.
Yes.
So are they still quite popular? Because obviously a lot of people now carrying gadgets around with them, and... Do you still find there's quite a bit of interest in talking watches?
Very much, yeah. The watches, well, yeah, definitely. Certainly people like to wear a watch anyway. And we do sell an incredible amount of watches which talk. We've got one which is a W15, which has got one button. So you can't mix up the settings on it. You just press the button, it tells you the time. We also have other ones where you can set timers.
Can we hear any of these?
Yes, of course you can. If you stay there, I'll go get you. Okay, what I'm going to do is if I just let you listen to... Right, this is a W15.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you can hear that. I'm going to do that again because it's very quite busy and loud in here. But here we go.
The time is 10:02 a.m.
10:02 a.m.
Yep.
Okay.
So and there's lots of those.
Yep. So are they? You have lots of different types of talking watch, or is it just that one?
No, we do have lots of different types. We have them for. We've got like slightly smaller ones for ladies because they tend to prefer the smaller faces. We've got bigger ones because some gents like to have bigger faces. We've got some radio-controlled ones which will pick up the time signal in the UK, so it sets itself. We do a wide variety. We probably do about 25, 30 different types of watches. Something there for everyone, and they range in price as well.
So they start quite affordably, because not everyone can afford an Apple Watch or a Bradley timepiece.
Good Lord, no, neither can I. But no, they start, the cheapest one we do is £5.95. The most expensive one we do is £39.95.
Okay.
And then there's a broad spectrum in between those two prices.
Okay, I've just, while you're talking, just in front of me on the table here, this feels like a telephone keypad with large chunky rubber buttons.
It's actually, it's a remote control for your TV, DVD, VCR and satellite.
Okay.
So it's just got, it doesn't talk, it's just got incredibly big buttons. So it's something that, you know, you could use if your sight is impaired, then you could maybe see the buttons because a lot of them have got white text on a black button background.
And I suppose quite ergonomic if you had problems with fine motor skills.
Yes, absolutely.
And able to identify these buttons. They're quite, you know, decent space between them.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's this to the right?
That's
here?
A colour detector.
This is a colour detector.
Which I can show you.
So I have an app on my phone.
Right.
But back to the days when you had one device.
Yes.
that does one thing and hopefully does it pretty well. So
yeah, if I show you,
do you want to demo the colour detector?
Yeah, basically I'm going to turn it on. It'll always tell you it's white.
Yeah. White.
Okay, and then you take the cap off.
Okay.
And then you make sure. Right, I'm just going to put it onto. So I've put it on a tablecloth, which is very dark blue.
Yes.
So it'll tell you it's got a range of about 15 colours, and then it range in the colour range, it goes from very light, light, and then it says the colour, then dark, then very dark. So
that's reassuring to hear normal colours, because often, you know, some of these devices overcomplicate it.
Yes.
You know, I've heard apps say things like, you know, orchid. Or
oh,
something,
right,
you know, which is nice to hear, but I have no idea.
Well, they come in lots of colours.
Yeah, well, exactly,
that kind of thing. Yeah.
So what colour, I don't know, can I try it?
You can indeed. What you have to do is you have to, let me just turn it on again.
White.
Okay, you have to make sure you get where the lens is. You have to completely cover that with the colour.
Okay.
Because it's relying on light.
And has it got a light inside it then?
It's got a scanner inside it.
Right, so if I put that on my trousers, for example.
Black.
Black. There we go.
Now your trousers are black.
Yes.
They have got a slight mix in there a little bit, but it's picking up on the more dominant of the colour, so it's saying that they're black. Okay.
And what would the colour detector go for?
The colour goes for the most dominant colour. So
now, what kind of price?
Oh, sorry, £64.95.
£64.95.
Yeah.
Okay. And are all these prices, are they including VAT or are they VAT exempt because they're specific for blind people? Or
vast
how does that
majority
work?
Of our products are VAT exempt. Yeah. So there's no VAT on them. A couple of the telephones have got VAT on them because they can be used either raw, but most of our products are VAT free.
What have we missed, Bindi? What's your pride and joy? What's
your highlight?
I quite
like our combination oven, which I'll have to take you to. It's down the other end of the stand.
That's absolutely fine.
I'd
Let's
like
go
to
for a
that
walk.
Because,
okay.
Yes, if you follow me.
All right. Thank you very much.
Right. Okay. We're here now.
Okay.
So
I'm just going to put my hand out. So this feels like a microwave.
It is indeed. It's actually a combination oven.
Right, okay.
So you've got a microwave, a grill, a convection oven, and a choice of all three.
Okay.
Okay, so if you pull it open, it talks to you. Everything it does, it talks to you.
Door open.
Yeah.
Can I turn that off?
Can you turn it off?
Well, can I turn off the door open bit? Because I know I've opened the door.
No,
it's all
no,
the other stuff
no,
I
no.
need to be told about.
No, I can tell you that as well. It tells you that as well. So if we close the door again.
Okay.
Door closed.
It tells you.
Okay.
Right, okay. So on the top, you've got a couple of buttons. You've got a clock and a timer.
Yeah.
I don't think the clock's been set because we bought it with us on location.
Okay.
Then underneath that.
So these buttons, they're almost flush with the surface. They've got a little
almost.
Kind of a raised sort of circle around the edge. They're all circular buttons.
Yeah, they are. Yep.
But they're spaced apart quite nicely.
Clock is not set.
Yeah, clock not set at the moment.
That's because we've bought it.
Okay.
So basically, you've got the two buttons at the top. You've got a clock and a timer. The timer, when it's actually activated, when you're cooking something, if you press the timer button at any point through your cooking, it will count it. It'll tell you how long you've got left.
Right.
The next four buttons down, you've got a microwave button, a grill button, a combi button, and a convection button. Then you've got your defrost, cook and roast buttons.
Yeah.
Then you've got your temperature plus and minus buttons. You've got your minutes, 10 minutes, minute and 10 second buttons. And then you've got three favourite buttons. So if there's something like a jack of potato, you know how you always have it. You can pre-program that. So you
right,
just pop
okay.
it straight in and it'll press one button, it does it for you.
Okay. And if I need help programming that, because I imagine the audience for this is perhaps somebody that's maybe a little bit less tech savvy and needs a little bit of help getting up and running, where would I get help?
You can call us anytime. We often talk people through on the phone. We've always got the manuals in front of us so we can help. A lot of people tend to get them home and they kind of pick them up quite easily once they've used them a couple of times. To set the clock up, it's just a matter of pressing a couple of buttons. Again, we talk through that on the phone. We also provide it with large print instructions and an audio CD, so you can listen to the instructions as well.
Can I get Braille instructions if I needed
Braille.
Those?
No, okay. We don't do Braille.
So it would just be the audio or the print.
Yes, that's
with
right.
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the combi microwave oven that would sell for.
It is £299, and that includes courier delivery because they're quite heavy and they're quite expensive. So we send them out on a courier. We also do just a microwave, and they're £225, which is the same machine but with a few less buttons.
And what do you think, Bindi, is the sort of the future for these types of products, these standalone talking products? What are we going to see maybe in the next year or so?
Well, we've just actually done, I'm just going to show you one other thing actually. We've just just invented a talking central heating remote control
unit. Oh, right.
You
okay.
can actually plumb the main part of the unit into your central heating system, get an engineer to do it, obviously somebody who knows what they're doing.
Right.
And then you have a remote control that you can carry around the house with you, and you can change the temperature from wherever you are. You can set it on events as well.
So that's always the thing, isn't it? You get into bed.
Yes.
Anyway, and my wife always says to me, have you turned the heating down?
Yeah.
And there's a silence. And then she says, well, go and do it then.
Yeah.
And so I have to get out of bed and go downstairs. Yeah. And I usually just spin the thermostat round, you know, just to turn it down to where we want it. So with this, I can have
you
this can next to my bed.
You can indeed. It's controlled with whatever room you're in. So like if you're in the bedroom, whatever the heat is there, it'll tell you.
Right.
And then you turn it up and down on that heat, yeah?
So there's a thermometer in the the handheld unit.
There is indeed, yeah.
And then you can control that. So if I press the button.
Heating 20 degrees C.
And can you have that in Fahrenheit for people who want it in old money?
I'm not sure, actually. I can find out for you.
Okay.
I think you can.
Maybe people could contact you for that information.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we have. That's very new, though. That's our newest product. It's taken us 2 to 3 years to produce it and get it to this stage.
Mm.
As far as the future goes, I know Simon Cox, who's the general manager, has talked about an induction hob, a talking induction hob. We haven't even started looking at that yet, but things do take a couple of years to develop and invent.
An induction hob is one where it only gets hot when you've got the right sort of pan that you place over the ring.
That's right,
Okay.
So that's something that we're looking into, but we're always trying to think of new things that we can develop ourselves. But that's the newest, but I don't know what's happening in the future.
Okay, and to adapt my central heating system so that I could use one of these remote controls, is this going to work with any central heating system, or does someone need to come and have a look, or how does that work?
You do need to get an engineer to have a look, but yes, it works with virtually every central heating system. You just plumb the box straight into the mains. An engineer will do that for you. Once it's set up and running, it should run smoothly with no problems. You shouldn't have to touch it again, apart from obviously the remote control to change things. But the actual box that goes in the heating should be fine.
Okay, and if I wanted to adapt my central heating system, what's that going to cost me?
The unit itself is £134.95.
Yep.
And then obviously you'd need the chargers for your electrician, but that will depend who you use.
Right, okay. Okay. So $134.95, that would get me this handheld controller. And also the receiver, presumably, that fits on the wall somewhere.
I can give you the receiver to hold, actually.
Yeah.
It's there.
Okay.
It's just a big grey box with two little buttons on in case you need a restart.
Presumably you put that on the wall somewhere out the way.
Absolutely, yeah.
Go in where you what kind of range have you got with that? Am I going to be able to use that upstairs?
You're
going to
cover most of my house. You can use it in any room. We've tested it on a place with really thick walls, an old building with very thick walls, and we've gone in all the rooms and it's worked fine. So it's radio controlled, so it's pretty good.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay, so people who want to know more about any of the products we've looked at, or perhaps find out what else Cobalt has to offer, how do they get in touch?
Okay, you can give us a call. Our phone number is 01493 700 172.
That's obviously a UK number for people listening
overseas. It is indeed, yeah.
Do you ship any products overseas?
We do lots overseas. We sell in lots and lots of countries. We're, just to name a few, we do France, we do Australia, we do America, everywhere.
Wow.
So we can go anywhere. If you want to go on our website, it's www.cobalt.co.uk. The Cobalt is spelled C-O-B-O-L-T. Or you can email us at sales, that's S-A-L-E-S, at cobalt.co.uk.
Bindi, thank you very much indeed.
That's all right.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.